Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Nimja Live, launch party at Nimja Incorporated. This file will take you along with many others onto a party where a new product of Nimja Incorporated is revealed. Now, this product by itself may not look like anything special, but I'm sure that you know that the products of Nimja Inc. are rarely what they seem. Of course, we can't just step into the party like this. We have to get into the right frame of mind. As well as the partygoers, you have to go through a procedure, a whole induction to change your state into the right one of acceptance. To make sure that while you're listening, that your mind and your body are completely ready to participate at the launch party. And you are not the only one. You and everyone else attending the party has to go through the same thing. I'm sure you can imagine how much Nimja Incorporated wants to protect their assets. It's very important that secrets do not get leaked before we want to. And maybe the leaking will happen in a different way. Perhaps on purpose, perhaps inspired by something else. Because in the end, we control the market in a way that makes people want to buy our products, want to use our products, and want to be used by our products. Nimja Incorporated is a world leader in mental manipulation, self-improvement, and many other things. The sweet sensations that your mind can be lifted to elation that you'll find is a very interesting state, drifting, falling. Because you want to know what is there. You want to see, hear, feel what you want to experience. There's a whole story out there waiting for you to listen more, to let yourself drift into a state where you are focused completely on the sound of my voice, because it feels good to focus. It feels nice to let your thoughts wander while you listen, wandering all over, inside and out, left and right, up and down, drifting. And it wouldn't take much imagination to imagine a gateway, a portal, a corridor. See, the entrance to the party at Nimja Incorporated isn't just a door. It is a very long, dark, circular corridor with lights subtly placed here and there at different intervals and distances, that as you walk through it, partly you see flashing or just slow waves of mosaic light, almost like sound being mixed in as well, your footsteps echoing deeper and deeper, because the party is very secret. It's very exclusive, and you've been lucky enough to get an invitation, and this invitation is very valuable. You know that to be invited to a Nimja Inc. launch party probably means that you get to try out one of the new products. So you are willing to walk through this corridor, slowly feel your mind drifting away, almost spinning, turning, twisting, as you imagine those colors flashing and flowing in front of your eyes, light and sound working together to have you and everyone before and after you in a wonderful state of trance by the time you get out. When you're all the way through the corridor, every step taking you deeper into trance, you are simply asked, "Do you have any recording devices on you?" Most people shake no. They know that they shouldn't. They know that being here is a privilege in itself, and they should cherish it. One person in front of you, it looked like he was working for a paper, said yes and proceeded to give the person at the end of the hall their device. Afterwards, he was free to continue joining the party. And you too, as you answered the question, were allowed to continue, walking step by step deeper into this wonderful maze of amazement. Shortly after you enter a great hall, someone offers you two boxes. One of the boxes contains really nice, fancy Bluetooth earpieces. They are really comfortable, and putting them in feels incredibly natural. But it's what's in the other box that really draws your attention. The earpieces seem to melt away into your ears almost. The material so comfortable that you simply forget they're even there. No, what's in the other box is the thing that will draw your attention more and more. It looks like a very fancy, lightweight smartwatch. On the screen, the logo of Ninja Incorporated, playfully emitting the purple hue onto your face. It looks really fancy and wonderful. And you, like all the others around you, put it on. As you stare at the screen, you notice some numbers moving, and you notice an indication of progress. By the time the indicator is all the way up to 100%, you feel much calmer, and you continue into the hall. You weren't quite sure what you were doing before, but you know that you should be there waiting for the presentation. You, as well as all the others, take a seat, sit, and wait. The earphones don't seem to bother you in any way. Maybe you already forgot that they were there. The watch feels pleasant on your wrist. You know it's there, but it actually feels welcome. It doesn't take long for the CEO of Ninja Incorporated to get to the stage. And it's a wonderful feeling to see this, to be invited to one of these events. Because it can be really nice to feel the words of this person wash over you that you may have heard many times before, his voice present in many of the company's products. Welcome. Welcome to this launch party at Ninja Incorporated. Many of you are already wearing the new smartwatch that we've created, and it's one with features that I'm sure you're already familiar with. It can measure your heartbeats, blood pressure. It can even measure your temperature, and it does so in an amazing resolution. What many smartwatches do not have, though, is how it uses these features. For example, with just a tap of a button, all the people in the room will suddenly feel a wave of pleasure go through them. A wonderful sensation of happiness and warmth that seems to start in the very center of their body and fills them completely. When you look around, you notice that all the screens of the smartwatches around you emit a pink light. and you feel yourself pleasantly lightheaded as a warm, soft feeling spreads through your body as well. It was very pretty to see this wave of colored lights emit from the center of the room all the way out. Now you may wonder what else you can do with this. Well, if you tap the screen, you'll find that there's options for how you want to feel. Perhaps you want to feel less bothered, less encumbered by all the difficulties in life. When you tap that option, you'll find that your mind no longer wanders about, well, much at all really, and you'll simply accept the things around you. When you look around you, you notice many people trying out this feature, and you yourself are tempted to try out some of its design. The way this works is a beautiful collaboration of the technology that we already have here at NIMCHA Incorporated together with this. By measuring your heartbeat, your blood pressure, your temperature, and a few other things, we can adapt any and all alterations and manipulations of your mind to you specifically. And the more you use the device, the smarter it will become. This smartwatch will help you in each and every way. With another tap of the button, everyone suddenly started applauding. You yourself felt the undeniable need to join in. Shortly afterwards, the man stepped away again, and you were left to your own thoughts, sitting there, feeling mildly confused about what just happened, but also curious. The device on your wrist suddenly gave you access to many things. As you tapped the screen, you noticed many icons that you had no idea what they would do. An icon with a blush generated immense pleasure. In fact, you could even regulate it. After tapping it, sliding your finger up and down would create waves that you couldn't deny. An icon with a smile just made you feel happy and light. Your smile beamed through the room, and as you adjusted it, it felt so good, like bathing in sunlight from the inside out. Then you noticed something odd. A new feeling started, a strange tingling sensation in the back of your neck, and a warm feeling inside. Submission? Surrender. It was hard to put a word to the feeling. The more you thought about it, the more difficult it became to think. And you were not the only one. Some others in the audience also seemed to have fallen still. Randomly selected, you and several others stood up and felt yourself moving into another room. And there was a corridor with many doors. Without thinking, you went into one of the rooms, and you found yourself suddenly alone. There was a chair facing the door. Without hesitation, you moved towards it and sat down. You weren't quite sure what was happening, as you were, well, not entirely certain that it was you who sat down there, but your body definitely did. You simply sat and waited, perfectly content, happy, and relaxed. You have no idea how long it took. As I enter the room, you look around with your eyes only, the rest of your body simply zoned out in place. There's a tablet in my hands that connects to your smartwatch. Reading out data, I walk around you and smile. It seems that we have a particularly sensitive subject here today. Very interesting. And with just a few taps, all kinds of sensations came rushing through you. Intense feelings of happiness, pleasure, surrender, submission. All these feelings rushing through you, almost cycling on and off. You have no idea how long this took. Minutes were like seconds. And as you attempted to count the seconds, even they slipped away. All you know is that once your eyes opened again, you were in the room alone. You suddenly realized you could stand up again, stood up, walked out, went back to the party. There were still people there, talking, socializing, trying out things on the new smartwatches. Somehow, you knew that you and a few others were feeling not exactly the same. You had no inclination to control the watch. No, rather, you felt that it would be much more fun, much more intense, to let the watch control you. As the evening progressed, you noticed some interesting things. With some people, the watch rewarded you with warmth. With other people, it reacted not at all. And strangely, the people where it reacted to were people you enjoyed talking to, where you enjoyed standing close to. That evening, you had conversations that felt so free, so open. Everyone felt free to talk about whatever they needed to talk about. Everyone felt wonderfully calm and relaxed, open and accepted. And you were rewarded as you went from group to group, finding the people that you connected with naturally, the watch helping you to choose. When it came time to go home, part of you wondered if you had to return it. But no, everyone was allowed to leave with it still on. You have no idea how you got home anymore. The journey home was no more than a blur, a wonderful, relaxing, focused blur. And the more you accepted that happening, the nicer it felt. When you were all ready to go into bed, you knew that the watch would provide some very interesting dreams. And that next morning, you would feel refreshed and very able to take on the day. Part of you remembered that you were part of a group chosen to review this watch, and that soon you'll get a message to provide feedback to Nimjay Incorporated about this wonderful new product. Can I count on your glowing review? Will you happily share all the things that you felt must, you do. Very good. Now in a moment, I'm going to count up. As I count up, the watch and something else will melt away into nothingness. You may wonder if you ever wore it at all. You'll feel refreshed, alert, and perhaps some influence will stay with you, surprising you. Who knows what could happen, and who knows what I am capable of? One, two, slowly waking, three, four, more aware, five, six, almost there, seven, eight, almost awake, and nine, 10, wake. And welcome back.